if you're going to make a claim like that,
Planet Peterson doesn't want to debate. Hold on a second. By the way, Chad, Planet Peterson has already been asked to debate several times. Planet Peterson doesn't want to debate because he said formal debates are stupid, quote unquote, and it's because he's afraid because he doesn't know anything because he's just a high school science teacher. So Planet Peterson wants to make money selling dumb t-shirts and proposing that the Earth evolved out of pond slime. So I'd love to debate him anytime. He won't do it. Go ahead.
Hey, to be fair, I like his t-shirts, but okay. back to what we were saying. I really don't understand your whole point here. You're saying, at first you told me when I first came in here, you have no evidence for God, right? That's what you told me.
No, there is evidence for God. What he was asking was specific evidence related to Genesis 1:1.
Okay, well, what would your evidence of God be? And then we could talk about Genesis 1:1.
The modern physics. You can't get away from what I said. You won't even look it up. If what I said is true, your whole entire argument is totally void.
ChatGPT is not a reliable source for what
you're
claiming.
So go ask a physicist. Go ask Dr. Blitz. Go ask anybody that knows what they're talking about.
He said the first law of thermodynamics proves you have to have a God, because you have to have a mind in order to prevent things from going chaotic.
Would be through a life form, he said that?
He's already confirmed that there, well, no, actually, I'm sorry. When I told Dr. Blitz that systems in nature don't increase in energy and decrease in entropy without a living thing, he postulated natural lasers, which is just incorrect. So he did answer, but it was an incorrect answer.
Okay, well,
natural lasers are not violations of that law.
Okay, well, I mean, Dr. Blitz is a little bit above my pay grade, obviously, when it comes
to
things.
He's above my pay grade. That dude's super intelligent. So is Planet Peterson here. Super smart guy. He's just dumb on this.
Okay, I will look up what you said, but is there any other sort of indication of a God besides what you said?
Is there any other sort of indications of a God? The biblical text itself, complex biology. There's all kinds of points. We could sit here all day and talk about all the pointers towards God's existence.
Yeah, but
biblical prophecy being fulfilled in a way that's statistically impossible. What you got?
Hi, Jacob.
I just want to let everybody know he's going to act like a child most of the time, so we're probably not going to get much out of him, but go ahead.
Well, your bottom thing there is completely false. Okay. We have overwhelming scientific evidence of evolution.
We have evidence of organisms through genetic mutations evolving respiratory systems.
Yeah, do organisms have respiratory systems? Are there genes that control for the development of respiratory systems? Yep, we have evidence of it.
Because they exist, therefore your position is true. That's ridiculous.
No, because there's a very specific prediction about the way organisms are structured and how they work and how they develop, and that was predicted before we found the evidence, and then we found the evidence.
It was predicted that through genetic mutations and natural selection,
yes,
you can go from single-celled organisms to pterodactyls.
Yes.
Okay, and that's... okay.
We have evidence to support
how
that.
Objectively absurd it is to try to sequence genetic code randomly and get complex genetic codes.
Well, good thing it's not done randomly.
Good thing even
simple prokaryotic cells have DNA reading mechanisms and they don't copy their DNA randomly.
Right, they don't. That's not a mutation. Obviously, mRNA is created inside the nucleus of a cell. It copies it all the time. It does not random. Mutations are random.
Prokaryotes
though,
don't have nuclei. Mutations are. Yeah, mutations are random.
Random. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about, aren't we?
That's a part of a more complex thing that we are talking about, yeah. But good thing we know for a fact, because it's been studied experimentally, that we can see that the reason organisms in labs have different fitness curves or whatever is because of random mutations.
That's perfectly fine. I'm talking about an organism
that's evolution.
Evolving a different respiratory system through the mechanisms of genetic mutation and natural selection.
Cool. So what we could do is we could look to different animals, and we could see that some of them have lungs, some of them have gills. That's two different respiratory systems. And then we could look at the genes, and we could see that they have different genes for those things. But the organisms that all have gills are more similar in those genes than they are to the animals with different kinds of respiratory systems. So the idea that mutations and through evolution you can have something like a respiratory system is borne out by the fact that you can read the genetics and it tells you that kind of thing.
So if you go from the organism that's swimming in the ocean, we won't even name it, swimming in the ocean, right, getting oxygen from the water, right? And then later on, millions of years later, it's going to evolve into a land-dwelling creature that has a different respiratory system, right? Breathes air out of the... So no longer breathes water, right?
Well, there are some fish that breathe air, too.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, hypothetically, this is really how it would work, right? You would evolve over time to this creature that was eventually on land, you know, with a different respiratory system, right?
No, it would have been breathing air before it got to the land.
Okay, but it like still some would have had to do. Have changed the way its respiratory system functions in some way.
Yes.
Okay, and in order to do that, you would have to either change or add genetic code or even remove genetic code.
Yep.
Okay, so what you're saying is that I can go from a creature that's living in the ocean, breathing, you know, or getting its oxygen from the water, to a creature that's actually developing a different type of respiratory system, and I'm doing that by randomly mutating its genetic code.
You're leaving out the selection process and reproduction, selection but that's part of it.
Post birth, it has no impact on the mutations.
Yeah, I know that.
So the mutations are random, and you're constructing
and selection is non-random
systems. Right. Well, yep. But that's a different conversation. What you're proposing is that we can sequence complex codes over time randomly.
I don't know what it means to copy.
We can't do that now. You can build an HTML script right now with JavaScript to generate code. You can't do it now.
It really sounds like you're saying in order for evolution to occur, then when organisms reproduce, they have to randomly copy all of their DNA, which is just... So, like, no, completely not understanding how anything works. Yeah.
Okay, what's a germline cell?
Germline cells are sperm and egg cells.
Okay, so those contain the mutations, correct? I'm talking about the DNA that's going those to be passed down.
They're the only cells that can DNA. Pass down a mutation, yeah.
Exactly, because they're the only cells that pass down DNA to the child, right? So the mutations, yes. The few mutations that are in there, they're random mutations. They shouldn't be there, right?
There's no such thing as should or should not be there. They occur. It's a normal thing that occurs.
Right. But are mutations, are they called mutations for a reason? Are they supposed to happen?
Jacob, you really
need... Are they mutations because they're abnormal? Are they normal? Are they supposed to happen?
Listen, this is important. You really need to not say things like they shouldn't happen, because the reason, for example, blacks and whites look different is because of small mutations. And if you say mutations aren't supposed to happen, then you're saying, oh, ethnic diversity, that's not supposed to happen.
People are black because of mutations.
We know this.
Whole races of people are just the result of mutations.
Yeah, no, we know this.
You also know that you evolved.
No, geneticists know. No, geneticists know about the genes that control for melanin concentration.
You're a high school science teacher. You're not a geneticist. You don't even have a degree in biology, I don't think. What do you have a degree in?
I have two degrees. One of them is in biology.
You're a bachelor's, right?
Yeah.
Which is mostly core classes and pretty much no science whatsoever. So what do you have? What's your other
degree? There's no such thing as core classes at a university. Yeah, well, I mean, right. There are a few that you have to take,
classes,
but
right. Yeah, right.
You have to, exactly. When you get a major, like, you have to take 40 like, credit hours in
like
your major.
Don't fluctuate, right?
I had
right?
to take 40 credit hours of strictly science classes to get my degree.
And it brought you here.
Yeah.
to where you think that complex biological organisms can form out of a pool of amino acids, RNA, and enzymes?
Well, all we'd have to do is predict what the evidence would be and then search for it, and, oh, look, my side has all of that.
Why is the universe going towards more complexity? Should it, I mean, sincerely, should it not be going not. Towards more disorder?
It's moving what toward heat death.
But isn't the universe forming particles and molecules, isn't that an expression of complexity?
Yeah, but it's not a decrease of entropy.
What?
When fusion happens, energy is lost. That's an increase of entropy.
Yes. But yeah. But there's also an increase of complexity, right? So there's a decrease. There has to be obviously decreased entropy because there's particles forming. But why is that happening?
The reason particles form, like in space, is because of, I don't know if you're, like we could say fusion produces new elements in stars. But other than that, it would just be chemistry. We find asteroids and meteors that have amino acids in them. How did they form? Well, the raw building blocks are there and they will spontaneously form a molecule.
They just spontaneously do this now.
Yeah, if you can, like when I was a teacher, we do these cool chemistry experiments where you mix different compounds together, and what they do is the elements within the separate compounds separate from each other and spontaneously form new compounds.
And you're not so, but why shouldn't it? I can understand localized decreases of entropy, maybe a particle forming or something. But you're talking about going from that to massively complex systems that require an immense amount of energy and
that they get from the sun. Yeah. Yeah. Life is powered by the sun, and it's not like life. It's not like it violates energy or something. It's not like life produces more energy than it gets from the sun. No, the sun gives us vastly more energy than we use. And even of the energy we use, the vast majority of it is wasted. That's why you have trophic levels in ecosystems, for example.
But energy doesn't create, pure energy doesn't create anything. It's incapable. It just increases entropy.
If there was nothing but energy, because that energy interacts with matter, it's called photosynthesis.
Okay, so through photosynthesis, okay, so you go back to a prebiotic Earth with no life. How does the sun play a part in this creation of the first?
I don't think hardly any origin of life researchers think that the origin of life was a process powered by the sun. They think it was around hydrothermal vents.
Well, yeah, it would have to be around an immense source of heat. Yeah, that makes, but it still doesn't explain why there would be a decrease of entropy. Why wouldn't the thermal vents just increase entropy? Why would the thermal vents not increase entropy? Why would they be creating anything?
I don't 100% know what you mean by that, but I think I can make this make sense to you by way of an analogy. So let's say I
apply just nothing but energy to something. If the sun, heat, fire, wind, any kind of natural energy source with no direction, all that does is increase entropy in a system.
In the system, yes. But then what you're doing is you're saying, well, how did life come about it? As if life is the system. No, it's part of the system.
Right. So then if you're looking at thermal vents on the floor of the ocean, creating large amounts of heat, that heat in itself doesn't lower entropy. It increases disorder.
The energy from it can be used to power a process that, for that localized process, we could say it's like, you know, gaining complexity or whatever, but that individual thing is not part of the system, like a car engine. The car engine makes the wheels turn. What? The wheels are turning? It's not a decrease in entropy, but it's like, well, it's just getting energy from, no, it's getting energy from the engine, but the engine overall is mostly inefficient and most of the energy is wasted, and overall it increases in its entropy.
The wheels are part of the system of the car. It would be like saying that the exhaust.
Yeah, and life is part of the system of Earth.
Yeah, but again, the thermal vents, if they're exuding all of this heat from the floor of the ocean, that energy does nothing but increase entropy.
That energy, yes, but the energy, like, you're literally talking about we can say the vent is giving out energy. You can take energy and use it to do other things.
Not within the modern world we look at, pure energy doesn't decrease entropy without a living thing involved.
Okay,
nowhere,
Jacob,
in nature do we see what
if I go
happen.
Jacob, if I go and boil water on the stovetop and then turn the burner off, the water, we agree, will eventually reach room temperature. However, between now and then, the water has all this energy built up in it. So if I throw some ramen noodles in there, the ramen noodles will cook. That energy can be used to do work in a different for something separate. The energy is constantly decreasing, but there still is usable energy. So interesting things can happen, like chemistry, like life, or like lunch.
There is usable energy. However, from our observations of the natural world, that energy, unguided by a living being's hand, always increases entropy in a system. It never does anything else.
I don't know. Yeah, I agree. The system overall does, but life is not the system overall. Would you agree that a hurricane represents a pretty dramatic decrease in entropy?
It's an open system, so it's an appearance of a decrease of entropy, yes.
100%, that's exactly how it works with life, too.
Okay. So then are you saying the universe is potentially an open system?
No, the universe doesn't need to be. Just locally, the sun and Earth is an open system.
What's feeding the sun its energy? Right. The Earth and the sun together, that's an open system.
The sun basically creates its own energy.
Okay.
It doesn't create is a weird way to put it. It transforms matter into energy.
Yes. Yes,
E absolutely. Equals MC squared.
It's fusing. Right. That's what stars do, right? They're, but the star's eventually going to unalive. So
yeah.
The system, the net
life eventually
still
dies.
Increasing. Right. The whole universe is following that paradigm. So my question is, if that's the case, why in the world did we see a spike of complexity? Why didn't it always just continue to slide towards more disorder as it is now?
The life is the thing in question you're talking about?
Or even really any sort of complex, I mean, maybe a little, I wouldn't, if it was sort of localized decreases of entropy where, you know, that's fine, but you're talking about, I mean, particles forming, your chemical evolution. I mean, you're talking about things that just, why is this happening if there's no God?
Because there's usable energy. Like, if we don't have to think about the universe. Hell, we don't even have to think about the sun, but we'll include the sun. If we take all of the energy that, like, life is a microscopic portion of the total energy of the system. Even if we delete the sun, even if all life on Earth is just powered by internal heat within the Earth, and even if there was life covering the entire planet, all of that life would represent a microscopic, tiny fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the total energy that the system has.
You're just saying it's a singularity.
I didn't say anything like that.
Well, that's essentially what you're saying, that this is a pocket in time and space that defies all logic.
So no, it doesn't defy logic. It makes perfect sense when you realize that this energy powering life is not some crazy violation of matter and energy or entropy happening. Life is, it's a cool system. I'm part of it. I happen to be a fan most of the time. But the idea that we could extract some of the energy from the sun-Earth system and power life, and that's some kind of violation, is just not the case.
But okay, it's not a violation. You're saying it's not a violation. So you don't, you think that there's places in the universe where systems are increasing in energy and decreasing in entropy with no living thing involved?
Well, in a
that's
way,
that's the crux of my entire argument.
I don't 100% know what you mean by that. There are local cases where, like when a star forms, that is a local increase in, you could say, complexity, and kind of like a, I don't know if it would actually be accurate to say it's a local decrease in entropy, but what we know scientifically is that the, if you add everything up, yes, the gravity causing the matter to collapse together and form the star, that's a one-way transfer of energy and entropy. But if you also take into account all of the energy that is lost from that process, entropy net increases.
Yes, but again, the problem you're, the problem you're going to run into is what you're saying is that raw energy, just energy itself, just energy, the Big Bang, you go all the way back to the Big Bang, it's an energy dominant state, there's no matter yet, it starts to expand and cool down. At that point, every single one of us would have been expecting this system to collide toward or dive towards more disorder. That's the way matter seems to work. That's the way all the systems of our universe work. But for some reason, this system didn't do that. It started to expand and create particles and molecules and things. Why? Can you explain that?
Because it's local, there's usable energy, and the creation of those molecules is microscopic in compared to the total energy that is out there and the vast majority of wasted energy.
But usable energy, just energy, just raw energy, it are you saying that you don't agree with the statement that pure energy always just increases entropy?
I don't think anything I've said disagrees with the sentiment that entropy increases in a system over time.
So then you have a system of it's energy dominant. There's no matter yet. The forces of nature have not uncoupled yet. The weak nuclear force, strong nuclear force, all that's still coupled together. As that starts to expand and cool down, what should happen is that system should be going towards more disorder. The energy wants to reach equilibrium. It doesn't want to be localized. So why is it that this whole entire universe is now defying its own laws and moving towards more complexity, what it doesn't want to do? It doesn't want to consolidate energy in a single location. It wants to disperse all the energy. So why is it doing the exact opposite of what we observe it's doing today?
If you're asking me, how come all the forces were unified before the Big Bang, and then they became separate, and is that an example of a decrease of entropy, and how did it happen? I'm not a physicist, I have no idea, but I don't know if your question's valid either.
Well, then at least you're honest, but why can't more scientists and people in your position just be like, bro, we don't know? It's being presented as a fact.
That the Big Bang is occurring?
Yeah.
Because we have scientific evidence of it.
You
redshifted galaxies
evidence
everywhere we look. Cosmic microwave background radiation everywhere we look.
Red and blue shift? There's other explanations for red and blue shift. Why don't we take a look at those? What about gravity wells?
You'd have to have a conversation with a physicist about that.
I have. The consensus is that people don't believe that. Most people are going to believe the current cosmological model that red and blue shift are caused, well,
yeah,
that the shift of light is being caused by the universe expanding.
Yeah, because physicists for 100 years have been working on this, and they pour over the data. They know what they're doing. I don't know how to explain to you scientifically why the, what's it called? It's like the electron universe or something like that. I can't explain to you why that's false because I'm not a physicist. I can't explain to you how the plasma theory has fell out of favor, couldn't be backed up by anything because I'm not a physicist. I don't know the science or the math behind that. I couldn't tell you about the steady state specifically, what observations nullified that or whatever, because I don't know the math or science behind that particularly. I'm not a physicist.
But yet you think it's absurd that God might have done it.
There's no evidence of that. What is a what is a working model for God creating the universe? How does that working model work?
Well, an omnipotent spirit that has all power can create atoms and molecules and particles himself.
That's not a working model, that's just a claim. How would somebody go about supporting this claim?
You'd have to research the existing evidence, which would include the Bible, which I know you're going to hate that answer.
So what's
science,
the working model and the evidence?
Well, just remember, you were unwilling to explain how your theory even works because you know it's absurd. The Big Bang model is just ridiculous, and you know it is.
No, I don't know that. I know that it's corroborated with extreme precision. We know the Big Bang is true as much as more so than we, or I wouldn't say more so, but as much as we know that the Earth orbits the sun. With what precision? The cosmic microwave background radiation was within a 10,000th of a degree of what they thought it would be. They made a hyper, hyper specific prediction that the initial radiation from when the universe became transparent or whatever to energy would at this point have been redshifted to 2.7 degrees Kelvin. And then when we finally found it, we saw that yes, it is everywhere, it is uniform, and the difference between the hottest and coldest parts is a 10,000th of a degree, the most perfect uniform black body radiation we've ever seen, which is exactly what the mathematics of the Big Bang model predicted.
Yeah, let me ask you something. Why is it that most of the energy of this Big Bang model seems to have dispersed unevenly in no order, but the cosmic background radiation is uniform and it's the same everywhere? Why is that?
I have no idea what you mean by the energy dispersed.
Why is it that the planets and the stars and all the energy of the universe seems to be not uniform? It's not displaced uniformly. But yet this cosmic background radiation has expanded uniformly.
Because when you zoom out, like, do you know how big the observable universe is?
No, and neither do you.
It's 96 billion light years across. So when you zoom out, what you find is, yes, actually everything is extremely uniform. You know how you make yellow on a digital screen? Because there are no yellow pixels. Do you know how that's done?
Right, you combine colors.
You combine red and green, yep. Now, if I were a microscopic organism or whatever, and I was walking on a phone screen, and somebody said to me, hey, did you know this screen is yellow? And I said, what are you talking about? All the light is either red or green, depending on what pixel I'm looking at. I would have a point, but that's because I don't have the correct perspective. So gravity over the many billions of years has caused the matter in the universe to collect into planets, stars, galaxies, galaxy clusters, things like that. And on local levels, yeah, there's all this empty space. So no, it's not uniform, but actually when you zoom out to the appropriate perspective, I guess, then it is incredibly uniform.
That's because you don't have enough detail to know that it's not actually uniform. But so do you believe that the universe is going to collapse back in on itself eventually?
I don't really have a position on that. It could, or it could not. You have no idea.
Essentially, you're just like, not. You're just kind of like observable stuff. This is what you deal with. Everything else, you're not touching it.
If we had better evidence to suggest what's going to happen, then I would maybe favor a position. There has been some preliminary evidence I've heard of that the dark energy is actually, it's either decreasing or increasing linearly, and so gravity may actually overtake it, which means we could have a crunch, but I don't really care for now.
So you have a problem with a god existing, but not a universe that habitually, you know, recreates itself into pterodactyls and hippopotamuses. You have no problem with that.
Well, we know that pterodactyls and hippopotamuses exist. We don't know that magic is real or that a god exists. That and there's no working like theory, and there's no evidence.
But you believe in magic. You believe that rocks, I don't. This whole universe created life. That's magic.
It's not magic. Magic is indescribable with the laws of physics. The way evolution works
describe to me, okay, and again, you can't describe to me anything about the origins of the universe or abiogenesis. You guys won't touch that anymore because you know you can't. Now you're just sticking with evolution, but evolution on the face of it, you can't be, it's not repeatable here. You can't sequence an 11 character code, much less a genetic code to create a living being. You're talking about an immense amount of complexity that could be done if you were very carefully altering genetic code. But if you're randomly just transcribing genetic code that doesn't work and then hoping that you get the right program is just stupid.
Okay, then how did God do it?
It couldn't have been through evolution. He had to have created it with a semblance of age, and there was no evolution. That would explain everything.
No, I'm asking you how God did it.
He created it with power. He's a spirit. Created all things. He just spoke yes, it into
I,
existence.
I know. The claim is that God did it. I'm asking how.
I wasn't there. He spoke it. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Okay. Well, I don't know how evolution happened. It just happened.
Yeah, but it violates the laws of physics. You can't.
So does God.
No. Well, because it's God. But you're okay. Trying to work within the confines so according of science.
So according to you, if you believe in something that violates the laws of physics, is it false or is it just stupid?
That's a total epistemic limitation. If I believe in a god, then there are certain categories that cannot apply to that god. You, however, are working inside of time and space in science. You're claiming to be held down by science and observable data, right?
Yep, and I have the data.
Okay. Can you? Oh, do you? You have somebody that's randomly sequenced a 26 character code?
That's an argument from ignorance attempt to take down evolution. If evolution was true, there's predictable evidence that we could find, like the fact that all life is related. Oh, turns out it is.
No, that could also be true if God created all things with similar genetic coding.
Nope, you have no working model for that. Plus, that's not science, that is pseudoscience, by definition.
Your view postulates that a single-celled organism can go to a fish through genetic mutations. The fact that you don't see how absurd that is sad.
And we could test that by seeing if fish and single-celled organisms are related, and they are.
No, you
would have to test that by confirming evidence.
No, you would have to randomly sequence... You would have to randomly sequence a 26-character code. To test that. Can you do that randomly?
Again, this is an argument from ignorance.
Okay,
we could,
where's the model?
It was possible to scientifically demonstrate that the Earth goes around the sun before we knew how like a general relativity works. Okay. But it was always confirmable.
Do they have a model where they've randomly sequenced genetic coding in this way? Do they have something they've set up? Because I do. I built one.
I don't even know what that means. We have a model that says through reproduction and genetic variation, organisms can change over time. Now, if that were true, the evidence would be that all life is related, and it is related. So we have confirmation.
All we have to do is build a model where you start with a prototype creature with a certain amount of base pairs in their DNA, right? And then you say, okay, the hypothesis, we're going to evolve this creature into the next species. And then just try to get mutations to get there. How come you guys haven't tried that?
I don't even know what that means.
If you're going to evolve into a different species, then there has to be the right mutations to direct to build into that next species, right? You have to have the right DNA, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in order, and it's random mutations, it's mutations, right? So we could build a model where we try to generate these character codes to simulate evolution. How come we haven't done that? Why is there
perhaps,
no model?
Perhaps people have done that, but why would we simulate it when we can look in the real world for the very predictable and actually pretty simple evidence? That's all we have to do, and we've done it, and it comes true every time we look.
No, it does. You can't get sequenced DNA code like that randomly. It's impossible. You can't do it. Nobody can do it. You can't set up a model that can do it.
That doesn't mean that it didn't. That doesn't mean that it didn't happen. Just because we don't understand how it happens.
That's what impossible means. If it's a numerical impossibility, that means it's
Jacob,
a statistical impossibility.
Would you have known 500 years ago how the Earth goes around the sun? 500. Would you have known that?
So you're saying the laws of physics changed?
No, I've never said anything like that. The question is, 500 years ago, would you have known how the Earth goes around the sun?
I wouldn't have been here.
So all I'm trying to point out is that if we do not yet know some aspect of an explanation, that doesn't render the thing in question impossible or false. And
if the beginning
we don't
of your explanation
need...
violates the laws of physics, then it's false.
Okay, then your explanation violates the laws of physics, therefore it is false.
No, you
God used the laws of physics to create the life and the universe?
You can't get around. Even Dr. Blitz tried to give an answer to this, and you can't give an answer to it. None of you can. None of you can show me a system in the universe that does what you're saying it did.
Sure I can. Biology. And we can test it by looking at the genetic record.
You can show me systems in the universe increasing in complexity without a living being involved?
Yeah, the weather. You agreed to that earlier.
I said
a hurricane forming is a local decrease of entropy. It's highly organized and highly structured.
System?
What's that?
Is a hurricane a closed system?
No, and neither is life. So there we go.
Right.
You've nullified your own argument.
No, you just don't understand the argument because you're not very intelligent. The decrease in entropy that you're talking about in the hurricane is due to the fact that that hurricane is part of a much bigger system, and there's subsequent increases in entropy in that larger system.
So exactly the same with life. Life gets energy from the sun.
No, that's
where does life get its energy from?
What's absurd about that is what you're not identifying.
No, where does life get its energy from?
There's an overarching system.
No. Where does life get its energy from?
You're gonna listen. You're not. You're. This is
no,
not.
No,
life.
No, no.
I can just kick you off. I don't care about you one bit, bro. I will kick you off right now.
Where does life get its energy from?
Okay. No problem, Peterson. You have.
Life gets energy from.
Okay. No problem, Peterson. You have done nothing but make it very clear you don't know what you're talking about this entire time. So if you're going to try to now dominate the conversation, no. You can go home and make a sandwich, buddy. Again, I've said to everybody that watches you, you can't debate. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know anything about physics. You'd be better off sending Dr. Blitz. Dr. Blitz is at least a sincere individual that knows what he's talking about. He's wrong.
Oh, man.
But at least he knows what he's talking about. So I hope everybody... I gave Planet Peterson plenty of time. He doesn't say anything. So... the names. What are you going to do? I can't help but run. I'm not going to waste my time. As a matter of fact, it's 4:38... There's 118 people in here. If y'all could tap that screen for me, I'd really appreciate it. If you have a name like, I don't know, Gay the Prey Away, I'm not going to even have a conversation with you because apparently I don't think that's going to go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if you can behave yourself this time.
Where does life get its energy from?
You tell me. The sun, right?
Yeah, okay. So that nullifies your entire argument.
The sun is your god. The sun is your god?
No, I don't believe in God.
But the sun is what's keeping you alive.
Without the sun, life like you and I couldn't exist. You're just completely, backtracking and changing the subject. You said it violates physics because of the decrease in entropy or whatever. No. Or it needs a intelligent mind or a person or whatever behind it. No, we know that that's not the case for hurricanes. And the reason it's not the case for hurricanes is the same reason it's not the case for life.
That doesn't apply, because what I'm asking about is a system that's increasing in energy and decreasing in entropy. Do you know what that means, that the system is increasing in energy, Planet Peterson? Because if you don't know, I'm going to boot you off again just because you don't know what you're talking about.
There's no such thing as an increase. There's no such thing as an increase in energy.
Okay, yep, so you're gone now.
An increase. There's no such thing as an increase in energy.
What the fuck?
Okay, yep, so you're gone now. So Dr. Blitz would tell you something different. As a matter of fact, modern physicists would tell you something different. I'm talking about the present energy in an existing system, but you don't know that, Planet Peterson, because you're trying to sell t-shirts to a bunch of deceived people having a high school biology degree. So please,
if you lift something up, it increases in potential energy. I'm not going
to
let
you
back up.
You're a fraud, dude. I've said that to everybody since I started. I sent you 3 different pieces of information on the fluctuation of isotopes that you read, didn't understand, then made videos. I won't even go through it all. It's so stupid what you did. And then your viewers started to message me with the nastiest stuff. I want to sleep with your mother, your children, blah, just nasty, disgusting. So I blocked all of you because you're a joke and you're just abusive trolls. And I'm gonna show you to be the abusive trolls that you are, because everybody that comes into your live and then comes into mine is going to know that you're just feeding people a bunch of nonsense, trying to sell you your dumb t-shirts.
Oh, man.